Time is running out. Farmers trying to find workers, thousands of them, to pick fruit and veggies that are ripening across the East Coast during the summer. With international backpackers locked out of the country still, a coalition of farming lobby groups is pleading with the government to fast-track more workers from the Pacific. But there's not much hope that help will arrive in time, and farmers fear they'll be leaving crops to rot on the ground and on the vine, as Isabel Rowe reports.
Here we go. What do you got? Ah! You still get $1,000, so give a round of applause, our first contestant.
At a pub in southeast Queensland, 10 fruit pickers nearing the end of their season have come into town to vie for the chance to win $100,000 if they can just draw the right envelope.
You got white? Oh, you get $1,000. Come on, give a round of applause, still get a grand.
No one picked the major prize, but the big winners were Queensland's desperate strawberry growers who organised this competition to entice people to sign up to help pick fruit. At the beginning of the state's strawberry season earlier this year, the industry was about 7,000 workers short due to international and state border closures keeping backpackers away. Industry body, the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association, came up with the idea for a competition, and 5,000 people signed up, allowing farmers to ward off what would have been a major worker shortage. In other parts of Queensland and in New South Wales and Victoria, where the next harvest season is about to start, farmers are again begging for help.
People don't realise, the government doesn't realise how much of a disaster this is going to turn out to be.
Guy Gaeta is at his wit's end. The cherry picking season is meant to start on his farm near Orange in New South Wales in about 5 weeks.
We need around 50 people, at least 60 would be preferable. I think we got about probably 8 people on the books.
With international backpackers locked out of the country for now, the only available option to farmers is the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme. It's a seasonal worker program which brings fruit pickers from Pacific nations to Australia to fill labour shortages. Workers must be vaccinated, but they still have to complete 14 days hotel quarantine at a cost to employers of up to $3,000 per worker. That's just not sustainable for smaller players like Guy Gaeta.
Why can't they quarantine on farm? What a better place to do it. They can be spaced out. They're all alone. At the end of the run, the farmer's going to lose out and the consumer's going to lose out.
What happens if you don't get the workers you need?
Well, you just got to, just walk away, I suppose.
There are similar levels of frustration in regional Victoria. Paul Gazzola has about 70% of the workforce he needs to harvest at his property on the Mornington Peninsula, and the uncertainty is making it difficult to plan.
We've had a couple of positive cases on farm a couple of weeks ago, so that's really thrown a spanner in the works for us here. Starting to get numbers back on farm now slowly, but the real problem for us is we're expecting 20 Vanuatan workers to turn up. Well, they should be here already, unfortunately, but due to the quarantine arrangement with Tasmania that was delayed in getting put into place, they've been put back. So we may not see them till mid-December.
So what's the actual, real-world impact on your business at the moment?
We're not harvesting our full crops at the moment. We're actually having to walk past some crops, ploughing them back in, which is obviously leaving the market a bit short. Our customers are looking for extra product, which we do have, but can't harvest.
He's looked locally for more workers through labour hire companies, but says those people are in high demand at the moment. And he says he doesn't see the situation resolving itself in the next few weeks.
This is going to be something that's going to drag on probably till Christmas, unfortunately.
The situation has prompted farming lobbies from Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland to form the East Coast Task Force to try and find a solution. Chief Executive of the New South Wales Farmers Federation, Pete Arkell, says the Pacific Seasonal Worker Program has been good for bigger farms, but not the smaller ones.
When Pacific workers are coming into all of the states up and down the east coast of Australia over recent months, are not in substantial numbers, and most of the workers that have come in certainly in New South Wales, have gone to meat processing facilities or generally corporate agricultural enterprises, so large tomato producers, for instance. And I think what we're finding is that it is very difficult for small to medium family farm businesses to access the Pacific Labour Scheme. There's quite a bit of paperwork, there's quite a bit of complexity.
One of the obvious positive signs is the dropping of the quarantine requirements in New South Wales and Victoria. Is that going to solve that problem, or are there still other issues?
There still are substantial barriers for those family farm businesses to tap into this source of labour. And these businesses might only need workers for a number of months, sort of 2 to 3 months over spring or over summer in different parts of the state. So the ability to share workers between farm businesses over their time in New South Wales and Australia is a key point here. And some means of government supporting multiple farm employers to carry the costs of transition between farm businesses.
Despite his frustration, Pete Arkell is still hopeful that all of the work-ready Pacific workers can be brought into the country quickly, in time for the harvest.
Been engaging with government on this matter for, over 12 months now, 18 months. And this problem has always been getting worse, not better, as more backpackers and international visitors return to their home countries. We think it can be solved if the New South Wales government and the federal government look get their heads together and find out how we can mobilise the 55,000 work-ready Pacific seasonal workers to come into Australia in the next month, basically, before harvest really, really kicks in.
That's Peter Arkell from the New South Wales Farmers Federation, ending that report from Isabel Rowe with additional reporting from Jen Nichols.